Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Ladies and gentlemen, in the spring of 1998, I contacted the Kiplinger folks and told them that I wanted to use their letter to do some programming around, and they assigned me a gentleman named Gary Matthews, and he and I did this thing that Joan Pride and I've been doing now. We did that all the entire year of 98, or the rest of the year of 98, and then he left the company, and he said, Jim, there's this new whippersnapper of an employee. She's been here only about a year or so, but she's really smart and really opinionated, and I think she'd be great for you. Let me see if I can get her to do the deal. He was talking about Joan Pride, and so he did that, and Joan agreed. And in January, the first week of January, 1999, Joan, you joined me for the first time.
I sure did. I remember.
And you have been an abiding, faithful part of our brain trust and resource for us, and an incredible source and force in the programming that we've tried to do to keep our audience informed about what's going on out there ever since. Every week, with few exceptions, just vacations and different things that went on, you've been here, and I haven't done the math. I should have done the math on this. I could have. But I'm going to say it was 11 plus years, right?
Right.
So that's probably around close to 600, I'm going to say somewhere close to 600 times that you've joined us.
So you think we're over 500?
Oh, there's no question we're over 500.
Okay.
Interviews that you've done with us since then. And we've enjoyed every one of them. You and I have become very good friends.
Yes, we have.
Our families have become very good friends.
Yeah.
We've shared many Kwabili Palau meals at Afghan restaurants.
Many great Afghan meals,
In Washington. And we hope to continue to do that. But, folks, I won't keep you in suspenders anymore. Joan is leaving Kiplinger only because she got an offer to go to work for the IRS.
Yes.
As you know, folks, Joan's beat at Kiplinger in the last few years has been heavily in favor of the tax letter. She's been focusing a lot on tax issues,
right.
and she already had a pretty good bearing in that area, but that prepared her to be attractive, very attractive to the IRS, and they approached you and made you an offer, didn't they, John?
They did, and I'm really excited. I'm sad to leave my friends at Kiplinger, and Kiplinger is a great company, as you know, and I'll be very sad to leave that, but the opportunity was such a good one that I'm going, and I'm really looking forward to all the writing I'm going to be doing over there.
Well, see, that's the thing, folks. This is an opportunity nobody could have turned down.
Right.
Because, Joan, tell the audience what your job is going to be.
Well, I'm going to be writing speeches and testimony.
For?
There. Well, they haven't told me yet specifically, but it'll be top officials.
Some work probably for the commissioner.
I hope so.
Yeah, ultimately, if not day one.
Right.
So this is like the holy grail for a financial writer.
Well, because I get to write, and I get to write about taxes, which I'm sure some people think is crazy to want to do, but I like the tax area, and I feel like I know a little bit about it.
As long as you don't have a real life, Joan, you can keep doing this, right?
right.
So you're leaving in a week's time. You're going to be going to the IRS.
Right.
You kind of, and I've been teasing her, saying she's going over to the dark side. Ladies and gentlemen.
See, I don't look at it that way.
I know you don't. but you know, my guys out there, but the thing is, folks, see, now folks, here's the good news. We now have a mole over there.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
She doesn't think so, folks.
I'll be happy to pass on anything the IRS has published.
Ladies and gentlemen, just let me say two words. Manchurian candidate.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that we've embedded a little code in her brain.
Oh.
And one day I'll call her and I'll say the word. Hey, Joan, last thoughts.
Well, I just I think, you know, you're doing a wonderful thing for your listeners here. And I hope they stick with you because they learn a lot. And it's been a wonderful 11 years and able to kind of give them what's going on at Kiplinger and help them with what they're doing every day.
Well, Joan, we've enjoyed having you. You've been a great resource, a true professional. I've learned a lot from you. And, of course, Jim Ostroff, your buddy Jim Ostroff, who sits in for you in the past, he's going to pick up the mantle and take it forward. But, Joan, safe travels, farewell. We hope you have great success. We know you will at the IRS. And we hope you'll come back again another day.
I'd love to. And I'm going to miss you, Jim, and continued success with the Small Business Advocate. You're doing a great thing out there.
Thanks, Joan.
Thank you, Jim.
Take care.
You
Joan
too.
Pride, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. We may get her back another day. We'll get her back to talk. Maybe they'll let her talk about some IRS stuff. But we'll miss her. But life moves on, as we all know. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.